Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Glad that you're with us on this Tuesday Eagle Hour, live from the Southern Bancorp studios in Hattiesburg. I'm Kelly Sander, along with colleague Dima Mixon and producer-engineer Michael Mergens. On the program today, a little bit about a lot of things. Not only Southern Miss basketball, a win last night over Grambling, avenging an earlier season loss. We're gonna get to that and talk in depth about this team and its potential in the Sun Belt this year. Also, Will Hall introduced as the new head football coach at Tulane. We'll talk a little bit about that. Press conference tomorrow at Southern Miss dealing with the bowl game that's coming up. Dima will be there covering that for us. Then later on in the program, Lee Roberts will be joining us, the color analyst for the Football Radio Network and play-by-play man for men's basketball on ESPN+. So there's a lot to get to. This segment brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Smoked here, loved everywhere, just in time for your holiday parties, big or small catering events. Leave it to Dickey's along with their complete list of side dishes that will make your meal complete. You'll always, always be glad that you entrusted Dickey's Barbecue Pit with your next event. All right, Dima, as we welcome you to the show today, a lot to talk about. I'll tell you what, let's start with basketball. Let's start on a good note. The Eagles get back on the winning track, 68-60 last night over Grambling. A slow start for the Eagles, pull it out at the end. A couple of observations that I made last night. Even though Tavares has been the guy, the leading scorer just about every game for the Eagles, has not recently done a very good job of taking care of the basketball. I think about half of the Eagles' turnovers were mistakes that he made. I think 17 turnovers last night, 9 of them were Tavares' responsibility. The other thing that is becoming really glaring, quite apparent, this Eagle team, by and large, cannot shoot the three ball. They just do not do well shooting from three-point range, which leads you to believe that a lot of teams are going to zone them up and try to shut off the inside. Let's talk about the win, first of all, 68-60, your observation from last night.
Yeah. So for the last 5 minutes of the first half, I was sitting there on my computer typing up, trying to figure out when the last time Southern Miss hadn't had any three-pointers in the first half, in like a half before. So I was like texting our buddy Jack Mack, who does the SID down there for the basketball, and you know, he was trying to figure it out, and then they hit a three with like 12 seconds to go in the first half, which was their first one, and then I was like, all right, well, all that research was bogus. But yeah, I mean, I personally think they were pretty lucky to win the game. I thought Grambling was pretty good, actually. They had a lot of size, a lot more size than I thought. There was one of their players, number 15. He looked like a younger player. I don't know, remember his name, but he was like, you know, he made some plays last night that were like, you know, spin move dunk stuff that looked like a, you know, Duke or Kansas player. So I think Grambling was better than I thought. But Southern Miss really just, you know, bit themselves in the foot so many times, you know, just, you know, with the turnovers, like you said, 17 of them, 9 of them from Tavares. Now 6 of his were in the first half. You know, they couldn't shoot the three ball well at all. They were getting out-rebounded for most of the game. You know, they could never get really any rhythm. But, hey, when it mattered, they rose to the occasion and got a couple defensive stops, a big three-pointer in the corner from Kurt Lewis to kind of seal the deal there. So, yeah, it was a good win. It was good to actually see them play. You know, we haven't seen them play basically the whole month of November because they've been on the road, and they'll go back on the road this week to play Ole Miss.
And if you don't think that Las Vegas knows what it's doing, the spread last night was 8.5, and the Eagles win by 8. 68-60. So
yeah, which had to be very nerve biting for a lot of people, because a lot of people who would have, a lot of people, not saying I did or you did, but a lot of people who bet, you know, Grambling to cover that 8.5, you know, they felt pretty good about it. And then Southern Miss, like, went on that 9-0 run with like 12 seconds to go, and they had that like alley-oop dunk at the end, and that almost broke the, that almost had Southern Miss covering, when for obviously everybody watched it knew that Southern Miss wouldn't have, you know, wasn't really covering.
In the first half, if I'm not mistaken, there were 6 or 7 straight possessions that the Eagles had that they turned it over. Yep. And just totally unforced errors. Yep. Dylan Brumfield played well last night, scored 13 points. He was not the Eagles' leader. Tavares was again, and I think he had, 19 points. So Tavares is definitely the guy. I mean, he's not afraid to go inside. And Tegra Eze came up with a couple of big plays, no pun intended, with him being the 6'11 guy that he is inside there.
Yeah, he had a ton of blocks. Yeah. 7 total blocks for Southern Miss. So, you know, that's encouraging to see. Like I said, there's a lot of encouraging things about this team. You still want to see them kind of come together, but they have the pieces there to compete in the Sun Belt, which is what all this non-conference is about, is how you get better position for the Sun Belt, which finally Sun Belt play, you know, opens next week on the 18th when they welcome Louisiana into the Trinity Green. And then sometime in July is when the tournament is. So
sometime... Yeah, when the season finally gets over in July. But, you know, something else that was encouraging is Beignet got into foul trouble in the first half. And, of course, people were going, why is he not playing? He's one of our key players. But he got into foul trouble. Had 4, you know, early in the second half and stayed on the bench until about 4 minutes left to go in the game. Yeah. And he wasn't in the game another minute and a half before he did foul out.
Right.
But the fact that they were able to compensate without him in the game was, I thought, was another encouraging sign.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I didn't think they played particularly well inside the paint. But one thing that was interesting to me was kind of the rotation they were doing. When you look at the box score, they had like, Kurt Lewis played 40 minutes, Weeks played 40
yes,
minutes.
Yes, he did for the whole game.
The whole game. You know, they weren't really rotating a lot, which was kind of surprising to me. They were doing a lot of that in the beginning of the season, not trying to pretend like I'm a Southern Miss basketball coach, but I don't know. The rotation was kind of confusing to me because I would have liked to see more Brewer Carruth, you know, giving him that element of the shooting the basketball that he gives. I think he hit 1 3-pointer last night. So I don't know. I'd like to see some more rotation, but we'll see. Obviously, they had just got back from Miami on Saturday night in the middle of the night and then had to turn around and play a pretty tough Grambling squad who had been off for a whole week. So, you know, there's some elements there that, you know, are tough. But, hey, you get the win, you move on. They're 6-4. So, I mean, I don't think you're really disappointed with where the basketball team is at right now, especially considering 3 of the 4 of those losses are to Power 4 opponents outside of Buffalo.
But when Eze came in and made, you know, one free throw, he almost didn't even get to the rim. And so people were going, well, if you're going to foul somebody, Grambling, he's the guy that you fouled. But then he did come up with some big free throws at the end and a couple of block shots that turned it over. So that was good that they could, again, play well enough without Beignet in the lineup that it didn't cost them the game. 68-60, Southern Miss wins. The men win that one last night, as Dima said, to go to 6-4 on the year. All right. Storyline, Dateline, New Orleans, Louisiana, the Tulane Green Wave names its new head football coach. Normally, certainly wouldn't be a headline on this program, being a Southern Miss program, except that the new head coach at Tulane in the football realm is the one and only Will Hall, who had his press conference this morning. And, Dima, you had a chance to get some bits and pieces of what Coach Hall had to say in New Orleans, and as usual, he was pretty forthright with the people that were there.
It was almost like I was watching his press conference when he came to Southern Miss. You know, he talked about his 4 values of, you know, that they had pasted on the wall, placed on the wall here at the locker room. He talked about that he's wanting to build a winning culture. He's wanting to follow John Summerall's footsteps. He talked about how he's excited to be the head coach, but we're preparing to win a playoff game, you know, all that stuff that, you know, typical coach speak. But I was most interested to hear what the reporters asked him, because he's obviously not going to talk about Southern Miss. He's not going to, you know, obviously it's going to be more, you know, for the future worthy. And no reporter asked him about Southern Miss, which I get it. I get, you know, you don't want to start off on the wrong foot, but how can you not ask him? And you can ask in a way that's, you know, hey, when you left Southern Miss, you talked about you need to figure out yourself. You know, how have you done that over the past year? Do you feel like you're ready for this? you know, I think there's ways to ask it that's not just like, you lost there, why aren't you going to lose here? But I'm just, you know, stunned that nobody asked about it. He kind of set himself up for it a little bit where he said, I know I'm not the first choice, but I'm here to win. So I think that would have been a great opportunity to be like, and so a reporter asked, well, what is your answer to being not the first choice? Like, why do you say that? And then Will Hall replied by saying, you can go read the news. I'm here to win. And so it's just, it was a very interesting dynamic. I'm stunned the reporters didn't ask anything about it. But yeah, I mean, it felt like I was living in a pipe dream. I was watching him like come out and he had these like the New Orleans umbrella thingies when, you know, like for a wedding. I don't know like what you call
for
them.
Mardi,
umbrellas.
Those, yeah, the Mardi Gras.
Right.
Things, yeah.
And he was coming out with that to the press conference. And I texted my wife and I was like, I feel like I'm literally living in an alternate universe.
But again, by admitting that he wasn't the first choice, he didn't have to say that. I thought that was...
No, I thought that was great of him. But yeah. I mean, I'm still just stunned that no reporter asked him about Southern Miss. And again, looking at all of this coverage, very few people have even mentioned his record at Southern Miss. And it's nothing against Will Hall. He would be the first to admit that this was not a great, you know...
Just didn't work out.
It didn't work out. But how can you not ask him for taking over a program that's legitimately in the playoff of how he thinks he's grown over the past year?
And we talked yesterday about, in the interview process, surely somebody said, what did you do at Southern Miss that didn't work, that you're not going to do? What have you learned?
Well, that's what I would have asked him as a reporter, and nobody did.
And Tulane has not revealed the contract details either. Still to come on the program, Lee Roberts, who's going to not only talk football, but basketball, because he's involved in broadcast for both of those. Our Tuesday Eagle Hour rolls on in a moment.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
This second segment brought to you by Eagle Tire West. Former Southern Miss baseball player Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products and full auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters. And don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. A majority of our listeners pick it up online at Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can just ask Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Kelly Sander along with Dima Mixon and producer-engineer Michael Mergens. Other news around the Sun Belt. Bob Chesney, who left James Madison to go to UCLA. And for anybody that wondered maybe why Charles Huff, I can't imagine that there's a lot of people that could imagine why Charles Huff didn't leave for Memphis. But if you don't think it comes down to money, Dima Mixon, let's put it into perspective. Even with the numbers that Chesney was making at James Madison, bettering his resume, he goes to UCLA, and let's just talk about salaries at both places.
Yeah, and again, it's we talk a lot about it, you know, oh, it's a great opportunity. No.
Yeah, did a lot of praying about it. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So Bob Chesney was actually getting less than Huff at Memphis. Not Memphis, Southern Miss. So okay.
Bob Chesney was getting less at James Madison than Charles Huff was at Southern Miss.
Whew. All right. Yes. $950 for Huff. $840, I think, somewhere around then at James Madison, which kind of surprised me when I looked at those numbers. I figured they would have paid their coach more. Would you like to guess? I already told you, but just pretend like, we'll ask Michael. You know, would you like to guess what Bob Chesney is making per year at UCLA now?
Now, remember, he was making $840,000 at JMU.
Millions now, I would assume.
Yep.
Well, just throw a number out there, Michael.
Five.
6.75, which is a $33 million contract.
That's 1 year, by the way, $6.75 million.
That's unbelievable. I just can't. I can't even believe it.
And, you know, something else.
That's almost as much as, like, Auburn is what is some Alex Golish making?
I don't know. I have a hard enough time keeping track of our stock here in our store, let alone what somebody else is doing. But also, one of the things that never comes up when you talk about these coaching searches and how much money they make and the guarantees and the buyouts and the blah 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 is the assistant coaches are the ones that get crapped on, if you'll pardon the vernacular, because there's no guarantees for any of those assistant coaches, right? I mean, even you hope that the head coach, once he goes to school X, Y, or Z,
yeah,
will take you along. But there's no guarantee. There's no buyouts.
Right.
Any of these sorts of things. So you see why everybody wants to be a head coach.
Right. But I mean, even an assistant coach, because I was doing some, you know, research for names for the Southern Miss job, and it just shows how in perspective Southern Miss is not even close to some of these Power Four jobs. For example, Derek Nix, who's probably a pretty decent candidate to be the head coach here, you know, he's the Auburn offensive coordinator. He's making $850,000 a year as the Auburn offensive coordinator. That's only $100,000 less than Huff was making as the head coach. So, I mean, that just tells you how much different budgets are, number one. But two, just how far off a Southern Miss is from even an Auburn or a UCLA, something like that, that's the lower tier Power Four programs. Back on the Will Hall thing, I did want to mention that I said in the last segment that he wasn't answering about Southern Miss. They did get him off in a one-on-one interview, and they did ask him about Southern Miss. And you can go find that on my Twitter. I retweeted it. But obviously, we probably won't see any contracting information since they are a private institution, as you mentioned, Kelly. But, if there was a contract I would want to see, it's that one. You know, just to see, you know, what the financial ramifications are if they were to fire him, or, you know, just to know. I mean, I was just, you know, curious.
And for the record, Huff got a five-year deal at Memphis.
And the details of that will probably be announced tomorrow as he's being introduced as the new head coach there at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow at Memphis.
So in the Sun Belt Conference now, Billy Napier goes from Florida to James Madison. Of course, Napier returns to the Sun Belt Conference. Before he was at Florida, he was at Louisiana and led the Cajuns to a championship. So now he is at James Madison. So that opening has been filled. Coastal Carolina still officially has a job open, although all indications are one of the assistant coaches at South Carolina has been in their crosshairs for a while to try to sign him to a contract. And officially, Southern Miss is still in the market for a head football coach. But it, again, as we've reported and other outlets have reported, it would not surprise us at all if the interim tag at some point was removed from Blake Anderson. Have you got any inkling or indication, Dima, that still is not the case?
No, I think that's more than likely what's going to happen. I just think it's the simple solution, even if it's not as long as a contract as they had with Huff, just so they can give themselves some, you know, way out just in case if it goes south. But, I mean, I really think if you look at this hire for Jeremy McClain, this is about, you know, keeping someone here. You know, I think if you go out for a Hugh Freeze or a Ed Orgeron, whoever, something like that, they could get snatched up, and then you're in this situation again next season. I think they really want somebody who they know is going to be here for 2 or 3 years, can build upon the success that Huff had to reshape this program. Anderson will have the NIL budget to do it. He has the experience at Utah State, Arkansas State. So I just think it's a sensible hire. It just makes sense. You know, I don't think it's going to get the fans all excited, but you know what will get them excited is if he starts winning. So then all this talk of, I don't know if it's going to work, you know, all that stuff is just going to float out.
And the thing about Blake Anderson to keep in mind, if indeed he is the guy, is he understands more so than other coaches that they would bring in. He understands the Southern Miss culture. He's been a part of it. He knows it. Now, on that related topic, Ole Miss made a naming of a head coach, Pete Golding, who is an Ole Miss guy, even though he's from Delta State originally and has even coached at Southern Miss and some other places. He's never been a head coach before. So you go from never being a head coach to being a head coach at one of the programs in the SEC. And when you talk to Ole Miss people, they say, well, he's one of us. He understands the culture and that sort of thing. So apparently that does mean a lot to begin with. But the bottom line is you do have to win. We talk, and this is going to be the last Will Hall mention, but Will Hall did a lot of things right as far, but he didn't do the most important thing, and that's win football games.
Yeah.
So Golding to Ole Miss.
It was a stunning development there. I really thought that he was going to be named the interim head coach, but I did not think they would just name him the permanent head coach without any head coaching experience. It's definitely a big leap, a giant risk. We'll see if it pays out for them. If I had to guess, I would say it's not going to pay out for them. I think Lane Kiffin was a huge element to what they were trying to do, getting those recruits in there. I just, you know, Oxford isn't really like an appealing place to go, if that makes sense. So I don't know why you would. People were going to play for Lane Kiffin, right? Like, I'm not going to speak for recruits, but Alex Golish, you know, we'll see what happens, but I would not be surprised if he's not the head coach at Ole Miss in a couple of seasons, and we'll see what happens. Maybe he surprises me. I don't know, but, you know, Lane Kiffin is just such a huge presence. You know, it's hard for me to imagine that they're going to be anywhere near the same next season or the next.
And the last mention about Forsyth School up in Oxford. The hottest selling t-shirt in America today, as far as the bowl season goes, is a playoff t-shirt featuring Tulane and Ole Miss. But when you look at the t-shirt, it mentions the playoff date at the bottom of the t-shirt, and then at the top of the t-shirt on the front it says Tulane, and it has the, you know, the forest green and Columbia blue colors, versus in the Ole Miss script it says No Lane. So Tulane versus No Lane, the hottest selling t-shirt in America today, featuring, you know, the playoffs going forward. So I just thought that was kind of funny. Meanwhile, you're going to be at the press conference tomorrow, where Southern Miss officials are going to unveil the details about the New Orleans Bowl coming up on December 23rd, the 4:30 kickoff against Western Kentucky, the old Hilltoppers from Conference USA days, and how people can get their tickets and credit a lot of that to Southern Miss if you're going to buy your tickets.
Sure, yeah. It'll be an interesting press conference. Obviously, it'll actually be the first time we've talked to Blake Anderson since July, because Huff did not allow us to talk to any coordinators over the whole season. So it's going to be an interesting element that, like, we haven't been able to talk to the offensive coordinator all season. So, like, that's number one. But then, obviously, like, the biggest thing is that he's now the head coach, now the interim head coach. You know, so that's, like, a whole other element. What's the locker room like? You know, what was the reaction? You know, who's even going to be on staff for the bowl game? We got reports that Dominic, you know, all these staff members are also leaving. Are they all going to be here for the bowl game? Who's opting out? Are you worried about roster retention? There's going to be a lot of questions to ask Blake Anderson. And again, we haven't even talked to him since July. So not to mention that we're supposed to get players as well, is what the release said. So that should be interesting. I would hope we get to talk to, like, Braylon Braxton and players who came with Huff, and seeing where their mind is at as well. So it's going to be an interesting press conference tomorrow, and I personally can't wait. I do wish we could hear from Jerry McClain. I'm kind of bummed that we couldn't at least get a couple questions just to hear about the, you know, process with everything, how it worked out, what they expect. But I'm sure that they're not going to do that until they have a coach named.
And Blake Anderson did reach out to us prior to this football season, expressing his desire and willingness to come on the Eagle Hour. Then his boss, Charles Huff, said, no, there will be none of that. I will control.
Correct.
And look, we wish Charles Huff the best of luck, and he did what he was supposed to do. He got the program turned around, and he won. But from a media standpoint, I can't help but think whoever the next coach is. But if it is Blake Anderson, it'll be good for the media, a lot more access, which is what we want.
I would figure he'd be on the show a few more times than Huff was.
I agree with that. We agreed on something, dude. When we come back, Lee Roberts from the Southern Miss Radio Network and ESPN Plus will join us. He's on next.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
This segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by DBAT. Of course, right after the first of the year. And I know you're saying that's January, obviously. And nowhere else in the country do you start thinking about travel, softball, and baseball, but other than in the Deep South for your youngsters. And that's when travel ball season, you start getting ready, whether it's softball or baseball. And DBAT has the best indoor training facility that there is. You don't have to worry about the rain. You don't have to worry about the cold. You don't have to worry about daylight savings time, things getting dark too early. D-Bat has everything in there, including state-of-the-art pitching machines. You can set those machines to fastball, curveball, changeups, whatever you want, plus individualized training for you at D-Bat. And we also want to give a shout-out to Forest Health, reminding you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of year, or keeping up with coaching changes is fun this time of year. But don't forget about the most important player, and that's you. Get your physical every year to be sure that your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help with expert medical care closer to home. Look them up online at foresthealth.org. That's forest with two R's, health.org, foresthealth.org. Kelly Sander with Dima Mixon and producer engineer Michael Mergens back with you on this Tuesday. Tomorrow on the program, new women's soccer coach Danny Owens will be joining us here in the studio. And Dima, you've met Danny Owens over the years, and he's had quite an illustrious career at William Carey, and he's going to tell us. He's been offered that job before,
yeah,
and has turned it down. But he said that he'll go into details tomorrow on the program as to why the time was right. And I think you'll all really appreciate why it's right. But the fact that Southern Miss has persisted in pursuing him and finally got him, he must have been high on their list just about every time they've needed somebody, although Coach Mo was there for 13 years.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great hire for Southern Miss soccer, and really a program that you want to see start doing having some success. I cannot talk today.
I was going to say, you're not on any new meds, are you?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe it's the fact that my baby's, you know, 6 months from coming. So
you're excited about that, yeah.
You know, but... But yeah, so yeah, it's a great hire. I think that's a program that you really want to see some success start generating from. And, you know, obviously he has a tremendous amount of success over there at William Carey. So I thought it was a tremendous hire. You know, looking over around the Southern Miss, you know, you got really great coaches right now in several key spots that, you know, are starting to rise. You look at Jenny Hazelwood at volleyball. You know, you look at Natalie Poole, got a great second season at in softball. Obviously, Ostrander and what he brings with the baseball program. You thought you had something with Charles Huff, but now
Builder back right, season exactly. Ticket records.
Exactly, and that's what I was about to get to. Both golf teams doing just tremendously well. You know, basketball seeming to be on the right track, you know. So I think you're in a pretty good spot with where you want all your coaches to be from an athletic perspective.
And we are efforting Lee Roberts to be on the program here. Sometimes, you know, when you're not doing this full-time and you actually have a, air quotes, real job, sometimes things get in the way. And so we're efforting Lee to join the program. And I think we have him on the line now. Lee, are you there?
I'm there. I'm here. I'm sorry, man. I've been tied up with my work duties.
So we were just talking about that. And you were having, full disclosure, he was having lunch with J-Lo. So the fact that he's on this show at all, he would tell J-Lo, hey, I got to go.
And that's much longer than you could ever have lunch with J-Lo.
Oh, I wouldn't even get a return. I'd get a certain emoji.
You'd get a security guard showing up at your house.
One-fifth of a hand emoji, and you can take it from there. But, Lee, let's start because it's most fresh on your mind, the basketball team with the 68.
That's where we're going to start, the basketball team?
Yeah, just because it's so fresh in his memory. He called it last night. Look, when you're dealing with somebody Lee Roberts' age, you got to do the thing so he doesn't forget.
You do.
Right?
You do. Like, did we play a basketball game last night? Was that last night?
68-60, and you know who drives me nuts, Lee, is Isaac Tavares, because great basketball player, leading the team in scoring. But man, sometimes he gets a little sloppy with the basketball on the turnovers.
Yeah, he did, especially early. You know, but he's a guy that can, like, he can turn it on. I mean, we saw guys last year that were that same way. Just, you know, could turn it on and can score, and he doesn't have to shoot well outside. He can drive, take it to the hole. He rebounds extremely well. He dishes the ball extremely well. But yeah, also the turnovers come with that too. So. Yeah, once he can clean that up and, you know, not have the technical fouls, I mean, all those little things, even talking to Coach Ladner after the game, got to get that kind of stuff cleaned up, because that, unfortunately, kind of overshadows the things that he does really, really well.
I do love the fact that he is not afraid to take it to the hole, man. He goes into the land of the Giants here, and he's not afraid. But one thing that is becoming abundantly clear, Lee, is this team does not, the Eagles team, the Eagles just do not shoot the three-point ball very well, and it's not going to be very long before everybody knows it.
No, I totally agree. And, you know, I mean, I think Dylan Brumfield, I mean, to start with him, he's yet to make a three. Mm-hmm. He hasn't had many attempts. But, man, when he was in high school and at Pearl River, he could shoot it. But I think his best part of his game is taking it to the hole and dishing it as well. But you're right. I mean, not many guys have been that successful. You know, Falu Diagne, he hits a big one last night, and you don't expect it from that big guy to do it. I mean, I know Bonet can shoot it outside. We've seen Lewis a little bit weak side. But, yeah, it's a team that does not shoot it well. They take it inside. They do great in the paint. They give the assist. They dish off. But they do. I think that's the area where they do have to focus and get better.
You know, Bonet, to me, you guys, I'll throw this out to both of you. Now, am I on crack, or does he kind of remind you a little bit of Felipe Hase in his style of play? The fact that
he does. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, he's a guy that he can shoot it outside. He's not scared to. But, man, inside, he's so doggone good. And to be a big guy, he's super athletic as well.
It was encouraging to me that the Eagles showed that he doesn't have to be in the lineup and that they can still hold the lead because he got into foul trouble there. And Tegra came off the bench and made some big plays when they needed him.
He did. And, man, the first time I've really seen Tegra show some emotion as well. He, you know, hits 3 out of 4 free throws late in the game. He gets a big rebound, a steal that goes into his hands that he throws forward for Dylan to Brumfield to give the alley-oop. But, yeah, so Tegra, man, late in the game, he was called upon and really delivered what he needed to. And I love to see the big smile on the big guy, the emotion, him getting into that game knowing that, you know, they had just picked up a really good win. And I say that because Grambling's a pretty good team. You heard Coach Ladner after the game talk about how good they were. That's a good team, and that was end up being a really good win as well.
Obviously, the biggest news surrounding Southern Miss is Huff heading to Memphis. Lee, curious to know what your initial thoughts were when you saw that report, kind of your like initial reaction, and then what you've been hearing as far as the team's reaction to it.
Well, you know, I mean, my first initial reaction was, "Hey, is this AI created?" Honestly, you know, because I knew he came here to get the job done, to get this team back going, to move on to that next job. You know, but yeah, I was a little bit surprised after 1 year, but hey, kudos to him. And hopefully the plan is in place to bring in the next guy to try to keep this going. But, you know, I love what Huff was able to do, get this program back in the direction that it needed to. Again, kind of the collapse at the end of the year hurt. But hey, this is a 1-11 program that now is 7-5 on the year going to a bowl, which is really, really big.
Would you be surprised, Lee Roberts, if, regardless of what happens at the bowl game, that the interim tag is taken off of Blake Anderson and that Blake Anderson will indeed be the next head coach at Southern Miss? Would that surprise you?
Wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, here's a guy that is in his second stint at Southern Miss, a guy that, you know, following Larry Fedora, possibly should have been named the head coach then, and you know, ends up going on to Arkansas State and then on to Utah State. So he's got great you know, connections in the Hattiesburg and Mississippi area. He has the head coaching experience. I think he's a guy that could keep this thing rolling. You've seen some of the defensive coaches that have been announced that are going to Memphis with Coach Huff, and maybe Blake's keeping some of that offensive staff intact, and I hope that's what will happen. So I hope so. I hope, and I know Jeremy and Sean Jones, they've got a plan in place, but I'm not saying that that's going to be the plan, but I could definitely see that happening.
Do you know if, outside of Huff, if the entire coaching staff is going to coach the bowl game?
I really have not heard. I know I saw on Twitter or X, as you guys probably have as well, you know, even like Sherrod Everett, you know, posting something about, hey, you know, meet us in New Orleans or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, it's just announced that he's going to Memphis too. So not sure when those guys will depart, what their plan will be. I know Huff obviously trying to get those guys there as quickly as he can. But and I know those guys would like to finish what they started here too. So I'd love to see enough intact. I'm glad to see the players that have put out on social media about fans being supportive that they're going to play and win a bowl game. So I love the fact that they're speaking that. I just hope some coaches stick around, too.
We're going to continue our discussion with former Southern Miss quarterback Lee Roberts in just a moment. One of the things we'll ask him is some concern that Southern Miss fans have about, was Huff leaving and turning this program around two steps forward, but then only to take one step back with all the seniors that have graduated and only signing nine players. Cupboards are bare at this point at Southern Miss. We'll talk about that and more when the Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This final segment brought to you by 4th Street Bar and Grill. It is the pregame and postgame place for all Southern Miss fans to hang out before and after the games, right there in the shadow of the rock over the 4th Street Bridge, right next to Highway 49 there. Of course, home of the $11.95 Blue Plate Lunch. That includes your soft drink. And don't forget, Christmas Eve of all times, Booty, the bartender there, his last name is Boudreaux, but he just goes by Booty. He's going to have trivia, Christmas trivia, on Christmas Eve. So if you don't have anything going on, which probably there will be
or
some.
Or you do, but you want to get away from what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Good point, Michael. It's a family time of year. But
which is basically everybody at Kelly's house. Whoever's yes. there is going to be going to 4th Street.
No, they're fine. I'm the one that's leaving. But at 4th Street Bar and Grill. And also home repair, home remodeling, and home construction. All you need to know is three letters, MCS. MCS is Hattiesburg's new home improvement center with local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West. We're glad to have MCS with us. It's a great place if you've never been there. If you find it, if you need it, or find it in on or around your home, you will find it at MCS. Continuing our discussion with Lee Roberts, Lee, the notion of two steps forward and one step back. A lot of Southern Miss football fans said, yes, Charles Huff did come in and turn the program around, which is what he said he was hired to do. But when you saw Senior Day and it took about a half an hour just to introduce all the seniors and then learn that they only signed nine high school players, it's, well, is it two steps forward and one step back, considering you've got to refill the entire cupboard?
Yeah, and I just think that's the landscape of what college athletics is now. I mean, we see it in just about every sport where, you know, you're not signing many of those freshmen. And, you know, to go get nine freshmen, I mean, I think that's a decent number. Again, that just kind of tells me that, you know, they've got their hand ready to jump into the portal and pluck some players. I know one thing's for sure, you gotta replace Braylon Braxton for sure. You've got some wide receivers you gotta replace on offense. You've got a big number of guys on the defense. Yeah, when you lose 31 seniors, it's almost unheard of. But the way, like I said, the portal run, you can kind of have unlimited numbers in those classes.
And
that's just kind of that's the way it's going to be, I feel.
And here's the other question I get that I will pose to you. Is the day of the bowl season, all these bowls, are bowls going the way of the Buffalo? Now, with all of these teams opting out, will we even have bowl games going forward? And if so, what will that landscape look like?
You know, it's sad the way it has come. I even saw somewhere on social media this week that you can't have the college playoffs and you can't have the bowls also because one pulls from the other. And I don't really know, I mean, if that's true or not, if it's going to affect it. I hate it for the bowl sponsors because they're not getting the best teams available. I hate it for the players on the teams that have opted out. I hate it for the fans. I mean, just the football community. It shouldn't be this way. I mean, when you have to go ask 10 or 12 different teams to come to Birmingham to play Georgia Southern, that's difficult. And you get Notre Dame, you get Auburn, you get Iowa State. These teams opting out of bowls, it's tough. I mean, I never really thought that we would see that coming. Last year's scenario with Coach Huff coming to Southern Miss and Marshall not having enough players, I thought that was an odd scenario too. So there's a lot that needs to be fixed. I think the NCAA is broke in certain ways, and until they get that fixed, I don't think it's going to be fun for everyone.
I was watching there was like highlights of Southern Miss's last big New Orleans Bowl or whatever, and man, it was. Almost the whole Superdome was packed out. You know, it was just like a filled stadium. And I was like, when they take the field in 2 weeks, I'm assuming a big Southern Miss crowd will be there, but it won't be anywhere near filled like it was.
I'll tell you what I don't.
10, 15 years ago.
Especially with the opting out, what as coaches are you teaching? What are we teaching young kids today? Well, if we didn't get into the playoff, then we're just going to pack up our marbles and go home. We're going to quit.
Yeah,
you know, and
Notre Dame was that's just wrong.
That is exactly what it seems to me, Lee Roberts, that we're teaching kids to do now. If you don't get what you want, quit.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody needs to go watch Clark Lee's response to all this. I mean, I think he put it best. I mean, yeah, he made a case for his team Vanderbilt to be in the playoffs, and were they a viable option? Possibly. But then he came out and said it's nobody's problem and nobody's fault except ours. We had our chance against Alabama. We had our chance against Texas, and they didn't deliver, you know. And so he's kind of taking ownership in that rather than blaming it on some committee that's chosen a team over another.
No, and
the adult is in the room. Clark Lee, I was awesome to see that.
But like, would you guys?
And you got Steve Sarkisian and Marcus Freeman who won't even come to a press conference because they were left out of the playoff.
But would you guys not agree though that the Clark Lees are now the minority in
yes,
the world?
And which is sad.
Yeah.
It is totally sad. I do hate that. But again, I'm glad he spoke up and spoke that because, you know, finally we're hearing some truth out of some of these coaches.
Lee Roberts.
Opting out.
We always appreciate your insight, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, appreciate you guys, man. Y'all have a great one.
We'll talk to you next week. Tomorrow on the program, Dima will be live at the bowl press conference tomorrow on campus at Southern Miss. We'll hear from him. And our live in-studio guest will be new women's soccer coach Danny Owens. That's tomorrow on the Eagle Hour. Bob Getty will rejoin us. Until 1 o'clock tomorrow for Dima Mixon and Michael Mergens, I'm Kelly Sander. Thanks for joining us. And as always, Southern Miss
to the top. 7-7 into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.